Frost Advisory. Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Frost Advisory. Frost Advisory. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Currently connected to CMN Network. Frost Advisory. Good morning. 00 100 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Frost Advisory. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Frost Advisory. Frost Advisory. Good morning. 0 200 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Frost Advisory. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Connected to CMN Network. Frost Advisory. Frost Advisory. Good morning. 0 300 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Frost Advisory. Frost Advisory. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Frost Advisory. Good morning. 0 400 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Frost advisory. WHCMN repeater Flint. Frost advisory. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Frost advisory. Good morning, 0500 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Frost advisory. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Frost advisory. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Frost advisory. Good morning, 0600 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Frost advisory. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Frost advisory.
KB8RVP, KA8LDF.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Morning, Chris. KB8RVP.
Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. At least here we got sunshine coming up. How is it up your way?
Heavy cloud coverage, but the sun's trying to make it through. And it's 31 degrees. Brr.
Yep, looks like it's going to be a cold spring, even into May. A couple weather guys I watch on YouTube, they go over the weather patterns and what's going on with the whole country. Yep, looks like it's still going to be fluctuating, cool weather. But that is what it is. Grass is green and growing fast. We can't even make it a week, but I did put weed and feed down. Tried to keep the dandelions down. I think you said you did the same thing. So the grass is liking all the water we've been getting.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's definitely greening up. For some strange reason, the dandelions don't even look like they had taken a hit from it. They're not wilty or nothing. They're popping up everywhere. Hope I got a bad patch or what. There's spending that kind of money. So, I just might shoot Scott the text and give him the bag number and everything. And when I applied the weed and feed, and see where that goes, it just seems pretty ridiculous for the price you pay for that, you know?
WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
I used the Scotch, too, and I put down two applications, because the first one I put down, we just had a ton of rain. So I think it just went through the soil so fast. And the bag, I had enough to do it again, do the front and backyard again. And they seem to be, I mean, we have dandelions in the yard, but they're not really coming up in full bloom. So we'll see if it works.
I might have to do a second application. I got left over. Probably just enough to do the front yard. It's about 15,000 square feet. So, I don't know. They're like everywhere. I mean, not as best some yards, but usually you'll see them all wilted over. You know, they pop up, but they're all thick looking. So, yeah, it's not as if I don't have more. I can throw more down. I even went two ways with it. I went back and forth one way and then up and down the other way, you know, covered it really good. I even mixed the bag up. I kept tossing it, you know, rolling it back and forth, and I opened it from the bottom up. I don't know. Thought it was kind of strange. Well, Monday I won't be on here. Wife's going in for replacement knee surgery on Monday, so hope all that goes well. Wednesday I'm going to have to take her to her first physical therapy, and that's like at 10 in the morning, so I told my boss I'll still come to work, but I'll be late. I said, take it or leave it, it's better than nothing.
Yep, you got to do what you got to do. Well, hopefully it all goes well. We had a neighbor in the back of our sub. I've never seen her out walking. We walk all the time around the sub, and she showed us her leg, said she had replaced the knee surgery, and she was out walking, getting it a little bit farther each day, and had a guy at work that had a whole knee replacement at the same time. They did them both at the same time. Doctor didn't really want to do it that way, but that's what he wanted to do, and he was back to work in like 6 weeks. They couldn't believe how fast he was back up and working and walking, but his was really bad. He had to have injections in his knee all the time just to be able to come into work. So it was time. But he did great. KBLDF, KB8RVP. Did you say the surgery is this weekend or it's on Monday?
Injections. They last for a few months. A couple of months, really. And then they were going to try this, like, gel stuff to squirt in there, but it got too close to her with her surgery, so they said, nope. Nope, you can't have anything. And then no vitamins, and no ibuprofen, no Tylenol, no nothing. So, fire to it. Yeah, she's starting to walk like she got off a horse. Knees are like buckling out.
Yep, the one thing I take if I'm going to have surgery or something is vitamin D3 and K2. Regardless of whatever the doctors say. Always have a lot better outcome if you keep your vitamin D levels up. But hopefully it goes well. You say the surgery's on Monday?
She's the second patient, too. Lined up for surgery. Monday morning.
Okay, well, I wish her good luck, and it'll be worth it in the end. Surgery's never fun. There's always the recuperating, but once it's all done, should be good to go. What do they say, like 15 years on those?
Yeah. Probably depends on how much abuse you give them. Well, thank you. I'll tell her you're she hopes that I'll pass the words along to Kren, so. Yeah. That's what my daughter down in Livonia said. Aren't they going to do both knees? They do both knees here. My wife asked the doctor. He said, absolutely not. Excuse me. Sun's coming up and making me sneeze. So, yeah, hopefully everything goes smoothly. Just before our wedding anniversary, May 7th.
If I remember, I think she's a school teacher, so this is a good time to get it done.
This is a good time to get it done, and that's how she pretty much planned it, so. When they're off during school, then everything will work out. And if everything goes well with this knee surgery, and then she'll plan the next one during the winter time when they're off. And she works in the kitchen. She's the head cook. Pretty busy in there.
KV8RVP. Yes, it is. Our neighbor next door was the head cook at the middle school here in town, and she worked the summer times a lot, too. They had programs for kids to get breakfast, or breakfast and lunch in the summertime. She even worked a lot of summers. She finally retired. I think she was 61 when she retired. 61 or 62. Now she loves spending time in her backyard. She has huge flower beds that she takes care of all summer and keeps her lawn mowed and flower bed out front as well. And she's got two brothers that are in nursing homes, so she's visiting them all the time, helping them out. So, keep them pretty busy.
Hey, I'll be there Friday, yeah. Well, that's good, though, you know. I mean, you don't want to sit around too much. It's all right to sit for a while, but not all day long. Yeah, it's a busy program. During the summer, like you say. All right, I'm here, and hope your day goes well. Hope my day goes smoothly, too. A different car in the parking lot. Wonder who in the heck that is. We go through so many people here, it's ridiculous. All right. Well, take care. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. I'll talk with you later. And I'll let you know how her surgery comes out. I'll probably pretty much be at the hospital all day, I figure. Going in at 10, so I probably won't start until 12. Seeing what happens if they get you right up to walk right away, you know. So they're going to see how she does and balance and everything, and if she can't, then they keep her. So hopefully everything goes well. KB8RVP, KA8LDF, I'll be clearing your final.
Yeah, maybe somebody got a different vehicle, or maybe you got somebody new. Have to find out. Yeah, we went through a workforce reduction and lost two people, and my boss messaged me during the week and said one guy that's been helping us out part-time is coming over to our team full-time, and another guy that's on another adjacent team is coming over, so we're going to go from 8 people on my team back up to 10. We did have 11 at one point, and he said he wanted me to train the newest guy coming over and keep helping out the guy that's been helping us out part-time. And I'm working on a project, started that yesterday, a new way we're going to be pushing out software to the computers. So they're keeping me busy. Have a good weekend. 73, KB8RVP.
Here you go. You'll be busier than a one-eyed man at a burlesque show. Alright, we'll catch you later. Have a good one. Yeah, it's not a new vehicle. This one looks like it's held together with duct tape from the Red Green Show. KB8RVP, KA8LD off. I got some super glue to go with that too, probably.
Frost Advisory. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Frost Advisory. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Frost Advisory. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Connected to CMM network. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
WHVOX, test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
ACHCPT, anyone listening?
You're connected to CMN Network.
ACHCPT, clear.
WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Clear. 41 degrees.
KECK mobile. KB8OOE, KB8OOE, KEHCEK.
Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
KE8WSH, listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.
KEHEK.
What's up, Phil?
Giving the dog his pills and feeding him. I had to run out to the vets and get a prescription because the idiots aren't intelligent enough to call Myers and call it in like they've done once in the past when he screwed up.
Is this Delvin Myers? Is he diabetic?
No, he's got congestive heart failure, so he's on 4 different scripts.
Got it. Kid.
Yeah, he's on diuretics. He's on the same diuretics that some of Cheryl's family's on.
He's on my pill.
Yeah, he takes Lasix and Enapril and Pimobendan. And, let's see, spirolactone.
Stop.
pretty good recently. He has his ups and downs. There's just more trouble getting him to eat healthy, you know what I mean? This stupid thing is so particular. If I try to, like, squirt the medicine down his gullet with a little syringe, you know, crush it up and dissolve it in a little liquid, well, then it upsets his stomach, you know? So it's just a battle with the little guy. But he's been doing pretty good recently.
Yeah, you're having your signal's a little rough in the system.
Yeah, when you first keyed up, there's a lot of, well, there was issues with your signal as well. So I don't know if it's my end or your end or both.
I'm pretty good that time.
Where are you beheaded?
Leper right now. I go there and then I gotta go over to North Grand to pick up a kayak.
You're gonna yak with Kai, huh?
With Kai.
Man, I know it's only the first of May, but a little sunshine warmth would be nice.
I lost some bees last night, either due to the temperature or could be because the neighbors sprayed their lawn and all their trees for bugs.
Crap, man. How many did you lose?
Two.
No copy on that. How many?
Two. I've had them sprayed before, and it looks, they look identical to then, but it was awful cold last night.
Right, yeah. Well, that sucks. Were their tongues sticking out?
I've been infected. I had a doctor's appointment this morning, so I wasn't on the radio, but when I get in there and start looking at them, I'll figure it out. It was funny because right before I walked out there, I heard two guys talking about their yards for dandelions. I'm like, oh, God, it is that time. So I probably only out a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, but it sucks, man. It's like, I mean, how the hell do you fight against that? We got idiots here. Cheryl, unfortunately, she likes the Valentine's, but dandelions. I mean, there was a time when she probably would have bought into the whole kill every weed in your yard nonsense, but I always let them be, you know. But we have neighbors around us that spray trees. It aggravates the hell out of me at times.
Here's what it is, you know. The blessing curse for the free will. Those of us who aren't paying attention, you know, get big money for those giant apples, you know, $5 apples you can afford. So get out on a piece of property somewhere way away from everybody and have a garden, then I know what I'm eating. I'd rather worm the apple than eat the bug spray. At this point, I'm over it. I just... What do? Give up? Well, you can always eat wheat. You can eat corn. And no fruits, vegetables. Oh, I don't know. They're hybriding those things, too, now. They don't need pollination. And the western honeybee, that's the scourge of the earth because it's not a natural pollinator anyways. And other excuses. So, I don't know. I don't like them, but I tolerate them. They were spraying up in the trees. Spraying straight up in the air. They gotta put flags on the lawn, so kinda no denying that they sprayed.
Yeah, signal's real choppy. I'm even outside, so I know I should be hitting that flint repeater, no problem, but
Yeah, I mean, they're spraying all this stuff. Cheryl, man, she gets right on it, you know, like all this, like watermelons, seedless watermelons and all this stuff. She says, that's fake. That ain't even real. And she knows, too. She doesn't buy into all that crap either.
I'm planting next year. Just grew them out, but I got some heirloom watermelons that get about 2 feet long. Started them in first because they're heirlooms from down south, but they make some humongous watermelons. They're tasty too. I don't like watermelons, but when you ripen them like that, I'll eat them.
Yeah, your signal's real bad. Maybe we should get off here for a bit until you're in a better area or something.
It is what it is. I got to set something up a little more close on it. It's not super over here near here. It's rough. The old site got knocked out. They're working on that stuff. But I'm only running like 10 watts. But I got a super gainer that is going in. I'd probably switch to the base hitting machine, I guess. And maybe do better. But yeah, we clear out, so I'll be back up there. Sure, I got to figure out what I'm going to see if I got ratchet straps to tie this kayak on with. I'll let you know what's going on.
Holy.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
Alpha, Delta, 8, Mike Papa, testing.
You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, testing. Getting ready for set.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Richmond, how copy?
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa from N8WRO, Richmond, how copy? Nothing heard, N8WRO, clear.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, clear.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, N8WRO, how copy?
N8WRO, you are full quieting into the repeater.
Good copy on you as well up here in Richmond. Stand by, I got one more radio to test, please. N8WRO.
Copy, standing by.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa from N8WRO, testing on ICOM.
All right, that one is full quieting as well.
Excellent, thank you. Good copy on yours again. Well, we're going to have...
All right, thank you very much, Al. And I'll be just in the car listening.
Hey, BDZ. Hey, while we're at it, can I get a radio check here, please, too?
Hey, roger, roger. You are full quieting also. Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
88MT from N8VDZ. Thank you very much. I just put the go kit in the car and doing some testing. I'm just leaving my home right now and going to have some fun for a few minutes and do some testing. So thank you very much. N8VDZ standing by.
You're welcome doing this today. I just put my mobile unit in my car, got some extension cables for it so the main is sitting underneath the seat, and I've got just a head end sitting up on front here. And I'm going to test my HF equipment, make sure that's all ready to go with Windlink. So I'll be listening.
Sounds like a good plan going.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
N8VDZ, N8VDZ, this is N8WRO Richmond.
N8WRO, this is N8VDZ.
Mike, I got a request on 800 if you could contact unit number 7, Sean, on 800 when you have time.
When you say 800, are you talking about the new radio?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Copy that. Will do. I am currently at the farthest I can possibly be from our repeater to the west and self. How's my signal here?
So actually, Mike, really good signal. I'm in downtown Richmond, 32, just north of 32 on M19 at the fire station. And, of course, I'm receiving from Mount Clemens for the 7.2 and transmitting about two blocks away. So it's going to work, especially if we have FBI buddied up.
Yeah, and I'm on the one, I'm not sure if I'm going through the Warren link. I am not on FBI at all. I'm just on the 147.2 is where I'm at.
Copy that. Good signal. Go ahead and give Sean a call on the other. I think they wanted to get a hold of you to, I don't know, push an update to the radio, I guess. N-A-W-R-O, after you, sir.
Copy that. Will do. I'm going to be going to Sean, so I will be standing by. N-8-D-D-Z.
K-8-L-A-X Mobile.
K-8-L-A-X, N-8-W-R-O, Mobile, Richmond.
N-8-W-R-O, are you able to TX?
Copy, will do. N-8-W-R-O, clear.
K-8-L-A-X, clear.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees.
KF8 FTS, monitor.
Connected to CMN network. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, testing backup radio.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, N8WRO, City of Richmond. A little light on the audio on that one, but perfectly readable. How copy? Copy what you said, but on that last one, you went in and out, so it degraded quite a bit.
Yeah, copy. I'm in St. Clair Shores, and it's
understood. St. Clair Shores. It was partially readable, about 80%. Last copy. N-8-W-R-O. I'll be clear after you, Dave. Have a good one.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
N8WRO, this is KF8FTS calling.
N8WRO, Richmond. Go ahead, David.
Yes, good afternoon, Tim. Sorry to bother you. I'm ramping up the programming for all the frequencies we're going to need, you know, the ones that Mike said with the Bravos and the Alphas and the Deltas. And there's something that I'm just slightly confused about when it talks about, you know, the tone. He's got two tones listed, an R tone frequency and a C tone frequency. I'm unfamiliar with those terms. I'm figuring the first one is, you know, our transmit frequency, but with the R, I'm not sure. I don't know if you've seen that code plug, but I'm a little confused. If you could enlighten me. Hey, Mike, I got you in there. We actually did have this question, and I'll turn it over to Mike after this. But so that is not a receive tone; that is a repeater tone. So the first one is indeed the repeater. The second one we're not using. It's usually like 88.5 or something, but basically you're receiving without a tone. But let me see if I got that right. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It is Baofeng nomenclature. I've only seen it on Baofeng, and that code plug is specifically a Baofeng code plug. And it is, the first one is your normal CPCSS. The second one, the C in CPCSS for Baofeng for the second one is a compress. I don't know what it means, but every Baofeng I've owned, when I buy it, you know, it's got a bunch of frequencies tuned into it already. And you pull those off and put in what you want. And they have always been set to, I think it's 88.5 or whatever that is at. So I've always just left it there, but never had any problem with it. This code plug has been used on about, 15 or more radios now, and it's just working. So the first one is actually the tone for the repeater, though. Over.
Yes, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a little bit different than I've got the Baofeng 5RM model, and it's a little bit different. And the DM32 is different also than this code. So I'm just putting them all in manually. Yeah, thanks for the clarification. KF8FGS, quick monitoring. And the UV5RM, the M version, it's a little bit different.
Copy that. I have an AR5RM, and I could have given you a code plug for that, but I don't have a UV5RM, so... can't help you there, sorry about that. But you know what you could do is just to, you know, download what's on your radio right now, and then export that to a CBS file in Chirp, and then just to compare and contrast, and just throw the correct field into the correct one in that new CBS file you just created. And that will port right back into your radio. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't have quite enough bearing grease for that one. So, and I'm a little unfamiliar with that with those follow steps. So, I'm nearly done. I'm just going to go ahead and quick finish up, put them in manually. I'm not going to put in the administrative frequencies. I'll do everything but those.
Yeah, copy that. I wish I could make it easier for you, because I find it tedious and painful to manually program 23. But good job. You get extra cookies for that. This is NHDV. I'll be standing by on your time.
Yeah, well, I've learned that I appreciate all you've done here, just listing them out. But I've got the three radios, and the Anyphone doesn't do chirp, so it's got its own, so I had to manually do that one. The UV32, I was able to download that off of the website, and the UV5, and that's different, and chirp doesn't work on that one either. And then the Baofeng UV5RM, I was able to figure that one out. So thank you very much. It's KF8FGS. Clear. 73, both of you. 73, NAWRO. All right, guys. 73, NAWRO. I'll be clear as well.
NAWRO, NAWVR.
NAWRO, go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Tim, I'm getting a lot of noise on this WA8MAC this morning. How do I sound, dude? Do you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, you're perfectly readable. There's a little VHF hiss in the background there. Although, then again, I'm sitting in my driveway. So I'm getting the signal from Mount Clemens, so it's not on the base. But in any event, Brian, you're perfectly readable. And then remember, it's going to be dealer's choice tomorrow because they're going to be joined. So if you want to do UHF, it's your option.
I only got part of it, but I think I got most of it. I'm having real problems here with the noise today. Okay, thanks a lot, Tim. 73 NAVRO.
At 73s, Brian. Maybe I'll catch you on the base in a little bit, but for now, NAWRO. I'll be clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
KB800E Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Alpha testing.
Connected to CMN network. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Hey, B800OE mobile.
This is W8DOG.
Is anyone monitoring that can tell me which repeater? Well, I guess it's all linked. You can't tell me what repeater is it.
KF8GFL monitoring.
KF8GFL, this is KF8FQN.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good. I finally decided to hop on the radio after not being on it for a whole week. How has your day been?
Going pretty smooth so far, just wishing it was a little bit warmer today, but man, I'll take it. No rain so far. How's it going for you?
Yeah, I'm tired of that weather, that rain and the sleet and stuff. It just gets old after a while.
Yeah, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you for asking. And, hey, what kind of radio are you talking on?
I am on a Baofeng 5R Mini.
Oh, really, then? Yeah, you're coming in really, really clear. You must be close to the repeater, then.
7 degrees.
Yeah, I'm probably only a couple hundred yards away right now.
Okay, so you're within walking distance of the repeater. That's crazy.
You're a KF8, so you must have been licensed recently, huh? Just like me.
Yep, I got my license on January 22nd of this year.
Right on. Well, that's great. You beat me by a couple of months. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Wait, when did you get your license?
I don't know, sometime in late March, so a month and a half ago, probably.
Okay, well, that's awesome. How are you liking the hobby so far?
I like it pretty good. I like to participate in some nets. There's a mid-Michigan traffic net that I hit the repeater in Milling for. I like that one, and there's one over in Avoca, Michigan, down by Port Huron that I like to participate in. I started out with a GMRS license. I hit that repeater here as well sometimes, but normally I'm on the Mayville repeater. So I like that so much, I figured I'd better do some studying and get technician. So here we are.
Amen, yeah. I'm glad you like me. I am as well. Also, I'm running the Anytone radio. It's 778, I think. Wait. Yeah, it's 778. Let's say you're enjoying the hobby. I feel like there's a lot of people getting licensed this year, which is good.
That is really good. I've been looking at the Anytone 778 as well. Might have to hit that one up one of these days. Kind of been looking at the BTAC, I think it's called the UV50 Pro, has the screen on the mic rather than the head unit. I was thinking about that one too, but there's a lot of good radios out there for good prices, that's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely is. I got this Intel 778 gifted to me by Joe, AJP, and he gave me a Diamond X50, which is, that's what I'm using right now. That's not on the top of my roof and stuff, but, yeah, it's really budget-friendly radio, you can say. Get a lot of bang for your buck, and, I like the LCD display on it, and, the audio quality of the radio.
Yeah, it sounds real clear and real good. Yeah, nice, good choice.
Yeah, I actually have to switch to mid-band in order to come in here in the free theater. If I use narrow, obviously it's quiet. If I use wide, I'll start cutting out really bad. I don't know why, but yeah, mid-band seems to work the best.
Yeah, very interesting. I think that's what's one cool thing about this hobby is just trying to figure things out, learn things from people, and try some things. I just recently got an antenna analyzer, just a cheap one, and that's been pretty interesting, learning about SWR and some other things, trying to dial things in a little bit closer.
Yeah, you're lucky. I need to get one. Like one of those SWR meters or, yeah, antenna analyzers. That would be a nice thing to have for this radio, my HTs.
Just for identification, this is KF8GFL.
Do you have any other radios?
And, like, was that Baofeng, like, your first radio? My first ham radio was a Baofeng UV17 Pro GPS, and I really like it, too. Being able to send your GPS coordinates is just an option. Has FM radio on it as well, and a flashlight. So I don't know, those little things are kind of interesting, but I have a mobile GMRS radio. It's a BTEC GMRS 50 Pro, and I have an antenna mounted to the hood of my truck on a ditch light bracket, so that works out really good. Yeah, and I think I have a Baofeng GMRS dedicated, I can't remember, it's called a UV5G, I think, or something like that. So, yeah, I got a few, just nothing real fancy, but lets me hang out on there, I guess, so that's cool.
Yeah, well, with ratio 2, I got a second Intone. That's a DMR HD, and it sends out the GMRS, not GMRS, GPS coordinates on the DMR stuff. I think it's from things like GF Packet Radio, which is I really like. It's kind of cool how you can do that, but yeah, I really love the brand Baofeng and stuff, and the first radio, that sounds like a pretty fancy radio for a first radio. I'm glad I like it. Never heard of it, but I'm assuming it's a good radio by the sound of it.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, it's just one of those budget things, I guess. If I ever decided, or you probably know this, once you spend a lot of money and get something really nice, you'd probably like it better, but this is fine for now. I just would love to do some traveling, and I thought GMRS would be a good backup communication in case we didn't have cell, doing overlanding and that type of thing, maybe out of state. So that was the whole driving force, and then, man, you get to meet some people, and learn some new things, so I guess that's where it progressed from there.
That's kind of, yeah, if there's another big thing about this hobby, yeah, learning a lot of things, then you can put these skills with hand reading onto other stuff, like, I don't know, like, plugging in antenna to TV, stuff like that. That's another reason why I like it. Hey, are you looking, one day to get into HF?
Yeah, I would love to be able to do HF. It's just the time commitment and the location for antennas and stuff just isn't on my side right now. So pretty busy with work and family and stuff. So I guess someday maybe I'll get into HF. How about you? Are you interested in that?
Remote ham radio, these can like connect to remote HF stations around the nation. I normally use the one in, at least in Pennsylvania, I think. And I got a 3-year account, and I use some HF stations. I can contact Puerto Rico, Brazil, Argentina, my logbook right now. I think there's one from Slovenia. That was another one. And things like that. I'm looking to get an HF rig though, but yeah, I'm really into HF and stuff. Nothing for my general country right now.
Outstanding, outstanding. That's good news. Yeah, it's really fun. You talk to people all over the world like that. Wow. Yeah, you might as well study for the general and extra, why not? It's good for your brain, there's no doubt about that. I just learned the technician stuff on YouTube. I listened to a guy out of a Kentucky Colonels Club in northern Kentucky, just outside of Bowling Green area, I think. And I watched his videos, and that's my learning style, is kind of watching videos. If I just had to read it, I probably wouldn't pick it up very well, but my learning style is sitting in a classroom, I guess, that type of situation. So between that and the study guides online and flashcards and stuff, it was a good experience. I studied and watched the videos for 2 weeks and took the test and did the test online, so that was cool. Where'd you take your test?
Hey, I'm actually trying to find where I took my test. It was W5YI, maybe. I know it's just the W5, but I think they're in Kentucky as well. Or maybe Tennessee. I'm pretty sure they were in Kentucky. I did it online. Yeah, the Zoom call, and that's how I took my test.
Yeah, right on. Well, I'm at my destination. It sure was nice talking to you. I'll maybe I can reach you again sometime. Enjoy the rest of your day and keep learning. Keep reaching out to people around the world. It's pretty exciting. And I'll be clear after yours. KF8, GFL.
I was good at talking to you as well, and yeah, W5YI is right, and there is a Tennessee Valley campaign. But yeah, I'm glad to meet another new ham, and I hope the best for you and your whole journey on the, on this hobby and stuff. And you have a good rest of your evening. This is KF8FG1, clear for now.
KB8OE Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
This is WHGOD monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees.
Billy Boy, DOD testing 1234. WHCOD testing 1234. 1212, 1234.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
KDABIX, I'm a Durand repeater. KDABIX, mobile and monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees.
Hey, yes.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint.